Regarding the agency life, I've noticed quite a few agencies over the past year have gone to only servicing e-commerce brands. Yourself, you say you focus on e-commerce brands, but for all these agencies that has flicked the switch, what are the positive advantages to building up an agency just working with e-commerce brands compared to service-based businesses?
I think a lot of it is positioning. I think from an agency perspective, you need to map out your dream clients that you want to work with. And then how do you work backwards towards what that looks like? And for us, I mean, there's another step, which is a step that we did, is we looked back at where have our best client results been in the past and what do we want to do more of? And like, e-commerce is obviously measurable. All of our e-commerce case studies are we made X percent of an increase in the ROI. So it's very much this is kind of how much organic revenue you made before and after. And we found, I mean, we've been working with e-commerce clients since we got started, like 2006. In my early days, like Miele, one of the big brands that I worked with and used to work from their office are in my hometown. And I think that's kind of one of the earlier clients that we worked with in that space. And then we've moved on to kind of brands that we focused on across that time. And it's very much we've built a track record and a level of experience through to like ASICS that we work with and have worked with for the last 6 years. And again, it's like building up that kind of track record that people will buy into. So for us, when we moved into e-commerce, it was based on, okay, well, actually, we specialized in e-commerce for essentially the last 10 years anyway. We just haven't publicly stated it. And now then we started to call it out. We realized, I think at least 80% of our client base and revenue was e-commerce at that point in time. And that felt like it was enough to say, okay, well, the focus moving forward is we want more of them. That's our profile. Our win rate is higher when we pitch for e-commerce brands. Our track record of results and client retention and longevity is really strong. Let's double down on doing what we're great at. And it really did fit that sector very, very comfortably. So that's kind of the decision process from our side. I agree, there's quite a few agencies that have now done that. And I think trying to say that you do certainly multiple services across different sectors can start to look a bit like a jack of all trades, unless you've really got like the scale and the track record behind it. So picking down on kind of one service, one market feels like there's enough companies there. If you wanted to say we've got 250 brands that we want to work with in e-commerce, and let's try and win 5-10% of those, that's enough to keep us busy. Before you go beyond that. And yeah, I think for us, that's been very much the approach. Like actually let's do one thing and then we can focus our marketing around that sector. That really helps. And it gives you more focus in many areas.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.